Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. Then the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shipra and the other Puah, when you serve as midwives to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but let the male children live. So the king of Egypt called the midwives and said to them, why have you done this and let the male children live? The midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them. So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families. Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live. Verses 15 to 22, Exodus chapter 1. Then looking in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise. In verses 25 to 37, Luke chapter 10. Thank you again, Lord, for your word. Thank you for how that your word guides us, counsels us, instructs us, and helps us discern your word and your will and your desire. Father, more and more, help us to be a people that are compassionate, walking in love, and are boldly standing for your word, standing on truth, and standing for life. Lord, thank you for the example of precious servants of yours like Shipra and Puah, who stood up for what they knew to be right, even in the face of not knowing the consequences. And Lord, you call all of us to stand for right, to stand boldly for life. Help us to be like Shipra and Puah in the place where you've called each one of us to be. And help us to be like the Good Samaritan, people that are willing to go through great lengths to love people compassionately and lovingly, including babies in the womb. Help us to be about your business continually in our lives and our lifestyles and all that we say and do. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much that you loved us first while we were still sinners. Father, thank you so much that you made us in your own image. And Father, thank you so much, how much you value us. Father, help us to value us more as you do. Father, help us more to love each other more as you do. Father, help us to walk out in action in providing for the needs of mothers and trying to save people who are made in your image, of loving those babies because they hold your image. Thank you so much, Father, for all that you've given us and all that you are giving us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I'd like to let all of our listeners know that our spring share-a-thon is just a few weeks away, and we're in the process of gathering stories and testimonials now to share during the spring share-a-thon, and we're hoping to hear from you. If the Lord has used American Family Radio in your life, if the Holy Spirit has reached through this network to bless you, to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, we're encouraging you to give us a call. Please share your story, your testimony. We'd like to hear your AFR story. It could be a blessing and of encouragement to others. And tell how Christ has used the network, again, to encourage you as a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call and share for a minute or two, and you just might hear your testimony during our spring share-a-thon. The listener storyline to call is 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. Again, we do hope to hear from you. We're very blessed and honored to have as our phone guest today, Brooke Myrick. She is a healthcare team manager with the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, which is a division of the Ministry of Heartbeat International, a great ministry that's helping to stand for life and supporting the great work of pregnancy clinics, actually all in many, many nations in the world as well as in the U.S. Brooke, how are you today?
I'm doing so wonderful. I'm just happy to be here and look forward to our time together.
All right. We do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us on the broadcast and to share about the work that you do. As we begin, would you take a few moments to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners again also about the Ministry of Heartbeat? I imagine many of our listeners have heard of Heartbeat, but then there may be those who may have never heard the word Heartbeat International before. And so would you tell our listeners about the work and mission of it as well?
Yes. Heartbeat International consists of over 3,600 pregnancy help locations. So within Heartbeat, our goal is to reach and rescue as many lives as possible around the world through an effective network of life-affirming pregnancy help. Our hope is that we can renew communities for life. I am a healthcare team manager with the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, and as you shared, that is a division of Heartbeat International. And the Abortion Pill Rescue Network consists of over 1,000 physicians, pregnancy help, medical clinics, hospitals, and pharmacists who are a part of the abortion pill reversal.
Okay. Well, as we start, Brooke, I want to ask, would you do this now? Again, many of our listeners, of course, would know what chemical abortion is and what abortion pills are. And sadly, it's been too much in the news in the last few years. But there may be some who, in their mind, they have no idea what a chemical abortion is and what it's about. Would you tell our listeners what that actually is? And then we want to dive in and be able to really talk about why abortion pill reversal is so important in our culture today.
Yes, it is very helpful to understand the truth behind chemical abortion. I'm afraid to say that much of what is shared related to chemical abortion is often not the full truth of what women are experiencing that begin a chemical abortion, and it may not fully include the facts surrounding what a chemical abortion is. So within a chemical abortion, it is a two-step process. There are two different medications involved, and they are to be taken at two different times. The very first pill that is given within a chemical abortion is called mifepristone. And so within a healthy pregnancy, progesterone is the hormone in a woman's body that is needed to sustain that pregnancy. And so the mechanism of action of mifepristone is to block that hormone. So essentially, it's blocking the progesterone, the hormone that is needed to maintain the pregnancy, And this is what destabilizes the pregnancy and makes the pregnancy at risk for being able to continue. After a woman is given that first pill, then she is to follow up 24 to 48 hours later with a second pill, and it is called misoprostol. The purpose of that pill is to lead the woman to have uterine contractions and to deliver her pregnancy. So many women, when they hear about these two pills, they can be told that this is a solution to the problem that they are encountering. They may be told that this is an option that will be private, that no one will ever know they did this, that it will be convenient. It's even been advertised as safer than Tylenol. But this is not really what we're seeing from the women that we are talking to. Many of them are not prepared for the amount of pain they will experience through this process. They're not prepared for the bleeding. Many of them do not even have an understanding of how these pills work prior to them taking them. As the accessibility for chemical abortion has increased, these pills are now available on over 70 different websites. This presents a huge challenge, as now these pills can be obtained by anyone, and they can also be used to coerce or pressure a woman into a chemical abortion. So there's just so many factors coming into play with chemical abortion today, and our hope is that we can continue to share how these medicines work, we can continue to raise awareness, and ultimately we can help women choose life and have the support they need to continue their pregnancies.
Okay. Well, Brooke, would you, before we go further, would you take a moment now to pray for listeners that they would have ears to hear any and all the Lord wants to say to them, in that, because there are so many who the Lord may very well use them to be able to point a daughter, or a grandchild, or a niece, or someone they know to the hotline that can, where they can get help, or any of a number of other possibilities. So would you pray for listeners to be open to whatever the Lord may put on their heart to do in response to what they hear?
I would love to. Let's consider Proverbs 14:25-27. A truthful witness saves lives, but one who breathes out lies is deceitful. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. Dear Lord, may we be truthful witnesses to your power, authority, your love for life as the creator of life, and your forgiveness. As your word shares, a truthful witness saves lives, and in the fear of you, we can have strong confidence and a refuge. For fear of you is a fountain of life, that we may turn away from the snares of death. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. Please give us eyes to see those around us as you see them. May we share truth and love with all of those we encounter. We ask that the church will be filled with a desire to stand boldly and courageously united for life, and united in meeting the needs of those facing unexpected pregnancies in their communities. May we seek others and see opportunities you are giving us today to encourage, support, and share with others the truth that they can choose life for their baby today and abundant life for eternity. May we honor you and make the most of every opportunity given to us and stand for life. In your son's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Our phone guest today is Brooke Myrick. She's a healthcare team manager with Heartbeat International. We'll be right back.
What if it's God speaking? with a stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Brooke Myrick. She's a healthcare team manager with Heartbeat International, and she is a part of the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. And Brooke, as we begin in this segment, I'm going to take our time first to pray for our listeners as well. Father, thank you again for the privilege and the honor of having Brooke on. Lord, thank you again for the ministry, the tremendous ministry of Heartbeat International that is a wonderful tool that you're using in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God to help save the lives of babies and support the great work so many pregnancy ministers are doing in the building of your kingdom and in the work of equipping the church to stand for life and help save the lives of so many babies and families as well. Father, anoint Heartbeat with a fresh and mighty anointing. More and more stir the ministry to be what you'd have it to be, and stir the church to get solidly behind Heartbeat and come alongside them to pray for them and support them in all the ways you'd have us to, that we would be just co-laborers carrying out the work of helping to stand for life, to stand against abortion, and to help save babies, women, and families in the midst of all that's going on. We thank you and we praise you. Anoint Brooke and all the team that she works with. More and more prosper the work of their hands as they do the work that they do. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Brooke, as we start off, I'm going to ask, would you share a testimonial, a story that can help us see why abortion pill reversal is such a gift to the body of Christ and why it's so helpful in our culture and our world today?
I would love to. One story is about Sierra. Sierra had four children already, and she really never thought she would consider an abortion. However, she found herself experiencing a tragedy of losing the life of her sister and going through a divorce. She began to feel numb to all that was going on around her. She became involved in another relationship and quickly found herself pregnant and now a single mother with four children. In this moment, she picked up the phone and called Planned Parenthood. They were able to see her immediately, so she drove to their facility. Sierra shares that she prayed along the way and asked God for a sign to not go through with her abortion, yet she still felt so numb and so distant from God. As she saw the waiting room full at the Planned Parenthood clinic, Sierra shares that she remembers her heart breaking as she saw all of these ladies waiting for their turn for their abortion. She said that she felt compelled to share with them they didn't have to make this choice. They didn't have to have an abortion. And yet she was also in that facility to do the same thing. Sierra did take the first chemical abortion pill and immediately knew she had messed up and walked out of this abortion facility. She said that as she pulled out of the parking lot, she saw a sign, and the sign said, if you have taken the first abortion pill, it is not too late to change your mind. And this sign had the APR hotline phone number on it. Sierra called the APR hotline, and she was quickly connected to one of the APR nurses to get a connection to a physician in her area to begin her reversal treatment. As Sierra looks back, she shares that in God's goodness, he saved her baby girl even when he didn't have to because she had made an abortion decision. Her baby girl's name is Sawyer, and Sawyer to this day is healthy and growing every day. Sierra currently is taking every opportunity she can to share with others that you are never alone and that God always makes a way for you and is always with you. So Sierra has experienced forgiveness from God from her initial abortion decision, and she's found redemption as the Lord saved the life of her child through abortion pill reversal.
Beautiful story. Praise God for that. So, well, tell our, again, APR, of course, stands for abortion pill reversal, as you're using that term. Tell our listeners exactly what APR is, can you share also the hotline? So that, is it correct then that anyone could point someone to call the hotline that they may know that might be in need of the Abortion Pill Reversal Network assistance?
Yes, that is correct. So the abortionpillreversal.com website is a great place to start. This website includes the hotline phone number as well as a confidential chat feature. So the Abortion Pill Reversal Hotline contains a team of abortion pill reversal trained registered nurses that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And their sole purpose is to be available to take calls from any woman around the world who has taken the first pill in the chemical abortion process and is experiencing regret. When these women reach out, our nurses are available to listen to them, to offer them support, and explain to them abortion pill reversal. If the woman is interested in abortion pill reversal, our team moves forward following our process to get her connected to someone in her community who can start her on the reversal treatment as soon as possible. So the way abortion pill reversal works, like we discussed earlier, that first pill blocks the woman's hormone, progesterone, that is needed to maintain her pregnancy. So abortion pill reversal is giving back to her progesterone. So our hope is that by giving her extra progesterone, we can outcompete and reverse the effects of the mifepristone that was blocking the progesterone. And we are really thankful to be able to say that our statistics show at this time over 6,000 lives have been saved through abortion pill reversal. And we hear from these women, and they are sharing their stories with us, and they are so thankful that they have had the opportunity to have a second chance to choose life. And, you know, as we think about these women that call, a common question that I get is, what is a typical caller like? And, you know, I think if we all ask ourselves, how many of us have ever made a decision and we experienced regret? And would we have liked a second chance to reverse that decision? I think if we're all honest with ourselves and with that question, we will all say that we've all made decisions in our life that we have experienced regret. And thankfully, the Lord and his goodness and kindness, he provides forgiveness for any decision that we make. And so these women that we are talking to, they come from all classes, ages, ethnicities, religious. They come from all backgrounds. And these women present similarly. They can be tearful. They can be anxious, afraid. But they all desire immediate help to rescue their child. And that is what we are here for, to provide them that immediate help to save the life of their child.
Mm. Well, you know, again, I really appreciate you sharing about the process, how it works, and just what can be done. Would you share again both the website and can you share also the phone number as well for people just to be knowledgeable about those?
Sure. So the website is abortionpillreversal.com. And on this website, you will see the phone number listed. That phone number is 1-877-558-0333. And we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mm. Now, Brooke, I wanted to ask you this question. In view of the fact that this has been a highly successful, to a great extent, way to counter what happens when an abortion pill, the first abortion pill, has been taken. Why isn't there so much more support for Heartbeat and helping them to get the word out about this? Because there's so many people who don't know about it, why would you say there isn't more support to really help Heartbeat get the word out about abortion pill reversal?
We have faced many challenges in our attempts to share this message and to share this truth and this option. Unfortunately, at times, our advertisements have been not able to go through as they should have been able to. We have had challenges of censorship. I think there are many that don't fully understand that the Lord is the creator of life and that he gives all life. There are many messages being communicated today. And apart from the Lord and his ability to help us to see truth, it's very easy to believe what you see or what you hear. We are continuing to equip pregnancy help organizations to share the message of abortion pill reversal, and we are continuing to do all that we can to share this message. And anytime there is an opportunity for us to raise awareness, we are so thankful and we praise God that he allowed for us to have words to share in hopes that many more women that are finding themselves in a situation where they have taken that first pill, that they would know that there is a second chance for them to choose life.
Mm-hmm. Would you share another illustration or story that helps us to better see why this work is so important?
Yes, we have so many stories, and it's such a joy to share them. I think of Crystal. She took a pregnancy test at work one day and found it to be positive. She called her boyfriend to share the news, and unfortunately, he wasn't pleased. She then proceeded to contact an abortion facility in her area and immediately went in for an appointment. She took the first pill in the chemical abortion process and left the facility. Crystal shares that as she got on the highway, she became hysterical, thinking of what she had done. She knew she regretted it, and she did not want to have an abortion. She says that she took the first exit and got off the highway and pulled off the road and immediately picked up her phone and began looking on the internet to see if there was a way she could reverse this decision and have a second chance to save her baby. She found the abortionpillreversal.com website and called the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. She shares that she was immediately greeted with compassion and kindness and was quickly connected to an abortion pill reversal pregnancy help clinic in her area to begin reversal treatment. Crystal gave birth to a healthy baby boy and named him Leo. And to this day, Leo is thriving and growing, and Crystal is so happy being a mother to him. And we're just so thankful that she called and that we had the opportunity to play a small part in her story of saving the life of her son.
Mm. Brooke, would you take time now to pray for there may be individuals, some women that are listening right now, that they're in that very position, they're considering abortion, or maybe they've taken the first pill. Would you pray for them at this time?
Yes. Dear Lord, we just want to come to you now to lift up any woman, Father, who finds herself facing an unexpected pregnancy. Lord, may she have peace that could only come from you, and may she know that she is not alone. God, I pray that she would be able to be connected and find a pregnancy help location in her area, or that you would provide for her someone within her church or her community to walk alongside her and to remind her of your truth, that you are with her, that you will never leave her. And God, we just pray and ask for any woman that has taken that first abortion pill, Lord, we pray that with any regret she is experiencing, God, that you will just light the path, that you will lead her and guide her to the hotline, that she will call the abortion pill reversal hotline, and that we will be able to connect her to the help that she is looking for to have a second chance to choose life and to ultimately save the life of her child. God, thank you that for all of these women that call the hotline, Thank you that we have the opportunity to offer prayer to them and to offer the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, who ultimately provides us with abundant life, eternal life. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you that we have the opportunity to stand for life, and may you fill us with the boldness and the courage to always stand for this truth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too pray for any woman that may be in that place as well. Father, just cause your Spirit to do a mighty work in her heart and help her to do all she can to call the hotline and to do what she can to seek to save her baby. And Father, more and more, help the church to rise up and be the entity that comes alongside Heartbeat to help get the word out about this wonderful opportunity called abortion pill reversal. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Brooke Myrick. She's a healthcare team manager for the Abortion Pill Reversal Network, a part of Heartbeat International. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a runaway, with no way home and no way out. I threw the best of me away. I had my chance, it's too late now. Too far gone and too ashamed to think that you'd still know my name. But love refused to let my story end that way. You didn't wait for me to find my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running after me when anybody else would have turned and left me at my worst. Love moved first. Grace, relentless grace, would chase this rebel down. Crawl into this prisoner's cage, take my hand and pull me out. You knew I couldn't make the change, so you became the change in me. And now I live to tell the story of the God who rescues. You didn't wait for me. Found my way to you. I couldn't cross that distance, even if I wanted to. You came running after me when anybody else would have turned and left me at my worst. Love moved from the throne to the manger, from the manger to the grave. Your cross.
The music of Casting Crowns with Love Moved First. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Brooke Myrick. She's a healthcare team manager with the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, a division of Heartbeat International. And she's been sharing some very exciting news and insight about a wonderful gift the Lord has given to the body of Christ that counters the effects of the abortion pill and can be used and has been used wonderfully to save many, many babies' lives. Again, abortion pill, the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. We're encouraging every single listener, find out more about this. Find out how you can be involved. Find out how your church can get involved, because there's so much individuals as well as church, so much the churches can do to help the wonderful ministry of Heartbeat get the word out about this, as well as touch the lives of many women who may have gone down that road and taken the first pill. So, Brooke, can you share with us another testimonial story?
Yes. Elizabeth discovered she was pregnant after she and her boyfriend had parted ways, and then she began to consider what life would be like as a single mom. Her family and friends left her with doubts about continuing her pregnancy. Elizabeth visited a Planned Parenthood and felt very pressured, she shares, to begin her chemical abortion. After taking the first pill, Elizabeth heard very soon after taking the first pill, she heard back from her ex-boyfriend, and he actually shared his desire for her to keep the baby. She was just filled with an overwhelming, immense regret at what she had done. Elizabeth found the phone number to the abortion pill reversal hotline, and she called, and she was quickly connected to a physician in her area that was able to start her on the reversal treatment, and she saved the life of her child. Actually, in January of 2024, Elizabeth gave birth to her daughter, Evelyn. She's often sharing pictures and updates, and Evelyn is just growing and is so full of joy and brings so much happiness to Elizabeth, and she is so thankful she had the opportunity to have a second chance to choose life through abortion pill reversal.
Mm-hmm. You know, each of the stories you share, Brooke, are such beautiful and powerful stories of God's grace working through the work of the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. And I think of this, too. I recently had a chance to see a Heartbeat International calendar with pictures, and it was such a beautiful calendar. It had pictures, and it showed the pictures of children who had been a number of which had been rescued through the Abortion Pill Rescue Network, who probably wouldn't be here if it were not for how God has used the Abortion Pill Rescue Network as it has. So, again, a beautiful calendar. And I recently got a new one in the mail, and it, too, has some beautiful pictures with wonderful story, again, pictures with the children on it with apparently wonderful stories behind each picture. So I was really grateful to get that new copy. So, well, is it correct then that, like, basically the one of the ways, that a critical part of the way the network works is they help the woman connect with a doctor that's in their community that can help administer to it. Am I correct in understanding that part of it?
That is correct. So anytime a woman calls and she's interested in abortion pill reversal, after walking through our process, we are able to connect her with either a physician. We even have pregnancy help medical clinics. We even have hospital networks, and we have pharmacists now who are a part of making the reversal treatment possible. And the amazing thing about this is women are calling from all over the world because, as we shared earlier, we have all made decisions in our life where we experienced regret. And many of these women never truly wanted an abortion to begin with, but many of them share they felt they had no other choice. And a common theme that they are sharing is that they felt all the stressors and pressures they were facing in their life, combined with possibly family or friend influence, it all became so large that they felt like the abortion was going to be a solution to their problem. And so they are all united with these same situations. And when they call, we are able to provide them a second chance to choose life. And through abortion pill reversal, there is a success rate of up to 68%. So we are so thankful that at this time, over 6,000 lives have been saved. And God just continues to pave the way for this work to be possible. And we just continue to pray for protection over these life-affirming efforts, and that this work will continue to grow and advance. And we are just amazed at the God we serve, as we even have physicians in countries all over the world. So even when a woman calls, maybe from an area that we haven't been familiar with, we began reaching out to those that we know that are also a part of life-affirming ministries in their countries. And God continues to open the doors for us to have connections to physicians that are able to help these women. Mm-hmm. Abortion pill reversal, like we shared earlier, is available. Help is available 24 hours a day. So any woman can reach out. And if she comes back to abortionpillreversal.com, that website, she will see the phone number and a chat feature to reach our team.
Okay. Again, you said abortionpillreversal.com is the website, correct?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And share the phone number one more time again, please.
The phone number is 1-877-558-0333.
All right. I think we might have time for maybe one more story before our time runs out.
Okay. Sarah found herself not in a great situation with her baby's father. This began to put a lot of stress on her. She went to an abortion clinic in her community, and she was given the first pill in the chemical abortion process. She took this first pill and shares that she also found immediate regret. Her mother actually was with her and found the abortionpillreversal.com website, and Sarah immediately called asking if there was any way she could save the life of her baby. She talked to an APR nurse and was connected very quickly with an APR physician in her community to begin reversal treatment. Sarah shares she felt very nervous, wondering if her baby would survive after her decision to begin a chemical abortion. And we are so happy to say that her daughter, Amelia, was born healthy and happy, and she is now 10 years old. She is very smart. She is successful in school. She is playing many sports. And Sarah just shares that she is so thankful as she looks back and reflects on her story. And every chance she gets, she wants to share so that other people can believe that abortion pill reversal is possible and know that this is a choice for them so that more lives can be saved.
Mm-hmm. Again, I imagine many of our listeners could listen a long time to so many of these beautiful stories of how God has used abortion pill, the Abortion Pill Reversal Network, to save many a child. So thank you again for sharing each of the testimonies you shared. And one more time, share the website and that phone number, please.
Yes, you can go online to abortionpillreversal.com, and you can reach us by phone at 1-877-558-0333.
All right. Brooke, what would you like to see churches do to be more supportive of the ministry behind the Abortion Pill Rescue Network?
I think the church plays such a huge role in the life-affirming, pro-life stance. I think oftentimes it can be easy for churches to maybe think that the pregnancy centers are providing this assistance to those in their communities. But I would like to share that I believe the church has such a powerful opportunity, because while pregnancy help organizations are available to provide that immediate assistance to women and men and their families, the church has the opportunity to walk alongside these women and men with their children and to provide them long-term support, life-on-life discipleship. Many of these families need someone to come alongside them and show them a better way to live a life for the Lord. And we know that as these women are hearing the gospel in the pregnancy center, it may take time for that seed to grow and for them to come into a saving relationship with our Lord. And that could be something that could happen as they are welcomed into the church, as they find people within the church to love on them and to support them and to help them. And so I think the church has a great opportunity to provide support to these women and to also raise awareness for the options that women have to choose life for their child. Amen. And to parent and to raise strong, happy, and healthy families. Mm-hmm. So we are praying for churches, and we are here to help in any way that we can as well.
All right. Well, Brooke, thank you so much for being with us today, and we certainly appreciate you and inviting all of our listeners to pray much for the work of Heartbeat and the work of the Abortion Pill Rescue Network. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, invite him to come in to save you, to forgive you and make you new. He'll be glad to do that. Would you, if you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all our sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong that I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We want to connect with you, share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down roots deep in your new walk in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you again, joseph@afr.net. Brooke, would you share the website and the 800 number and the phone number once again, please?
Yes, abortiontillreversal.com. And the phone number is 1-877-558-0333.
All right. Thank you so much, Brooke, for being with us. And we want to invite all our listeners to pray much for Brooke and the Ministry of Heartbeat International. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.